Beautiful music. We'll tell you why that's relevant in just a moment. Speaking of relevant, we have Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural correspondent, comes in and tells us what's happening on area stages and screens each and every week, and it's a pleasure to have him back on the program. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you. So you've been busy seeing movies and some good ones, I assume.
It's the dog days of summer, but I actually saw three movies. This is the time of year when the think pieces start rolling out that the summer movies sucked. And mostly, I've seen two so far. Mostly it's true.
Yes.
You know, if you can tell me anything you remember from, say, X-Men Apocalypse or Captain America Fun Time Punching Fest, I'll give you a medal. Because the movies are just gone.
Yeah.
But I saw three really good movies. Okay. The first is Florence Foster Jenkins, directed by Stephen Frears, stars Meryl Streep as an extremely wealthy woman who can't sing but thinks she does. Hugh Grant is her obliging husband.
Yes.
Who also thinks he can act and he can't. Not Hugh Grant, but I mean the character. And then it's all about how she wants to perform in public. And the first time she does it in the movie, of course, he stage manages it. And the second time, he can't. It's a public performance at Carnegie Hall, and she is a truly catastrophically horrible singer. And it's hilarious. And then at a certain point in the movie, there's sort of a big reveal, and it's a tragedy.
Oh.
and it works. And it's the performances are absolutely marvelous. Streep is great. I was just telling Sarah LaDuke, Hugh Grant can find 57 varieties of looking pained. But still smiling. He's a versatile actor. He plays the part perfectly.
Good.
And then we have War Dogs, which is from Todd Phillips, the director of the Hangover trilogy. I'm kind of conflicted about those movies because the first one is like, you know, it's like a dog chasing its tail and it's funny. And the second one, the dog catches the tail. It's like, well, they don't really know what to do. And the third one, the dog just tears itself apart.
And you kind of wish you never got the dog in the
first place. Yeah. Exactly. Well, War Dogs is about, based on a true story of two 20-something dudes from Florida who become arms dealers in the 2000s and make an enormous amount of money from the U.S. government selling them bullets and guns and things. And they're terrible people. And they start doing things that are highly illegal, and they get caught in the end. And it's restrained. More than I thought it would be. It's Jonah Hill is very funny. Jonah Hill is like a great old character actor. He shifts up his tics, you know, so he doesn't do the same thing in every movie, you know. And he finds new ways to be a complete jerk. Miles Teller is in it, and it's a dark comedy, but it works.
Good stuff.
And then we have Disney's remake of Pete's Dragon, which I surprisingly absolutely loved.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The dragon is a pretty amazing CGI. The movie is very straightforward. If you took out the CGI dragon and just put in a goofy animated one, it would look like it was made in the 70s. It's very straightforward, simple storytelling that really worked. I liked it.
All right. I was suspicious because I thought any film that does not have Shelley Winters in it, what are you going to do?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Okay. Let's go on to what's happening, and we'll begin with what's happening tonight.
The Addams Family, I believe, is the last production this summer at the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham. It opens today at 2 and 8 p.m. It's the big musical based on the Charles Addams characters. Also tonight at the Capitol Theater in Rome, they're having A Night at the Movies 1916, 10-Senate Mission. It's going to be Charlie Chaplin's short, an adventure serial, and Dorothy Gish as Gretchen the Greenhorn, which I have somehow managed not to see yet. That's at 7 o'clock at the Capitol Theater in Rome.
All right.
Also tonight, you had an interview yesterday with Nick Offerman. It's
a very good interview. Yeah. I really enjoyed hearing that. Yes.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. And we have Nick Offerman and Megan
Mullally. Yes.
At the Palace Theater in Albany. They're going to sing, tell jokes. All around.
Be the husband and wife.
Yes.
Power couple that they are.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Tomorrow night is Troy Night Out. The theme is the Troy history and bicentennial. They're having all sorts of music, art, and comedy even all around downtown Troy. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. And then Friday night, Mary Chapin Carpenter is coming to the Egg.
That was the music we heard.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there are still a few tickets, so.
Beautiful voice. Wonderful performer.
Country Music Hall of Fame songwriter.
Yep. Good stuff.
The whole thing. And also Friday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's Beau Soleil with Michael Doucette. They're the great Cajun music band. I haven't seen them in a couple of years, but I'm sure they're just as great as the
Still
last
great.
Time I saw them.
Sure.
Also, it's PS21 in Chatham has moved into the dance festival portion of their summer extravaganza, and they have Dance Hagenbottom. They're going to be performing four pieces, Waltz Ending with the music of Scott Joplin, Diamond with the music of Darius Milhaud. Oh, God, my pronunciations are awful today. Twin with the music of Aphex Twin, and Rockefellers with the music of Raymond Scott, who is, of course, the composer of Powerhouse, as you will recall from the Looney Tunes.
I recall that.
Which will give you an idea of the variety you're going to get, which I think is pretty cool, which is why I went into listing all of that. Then on Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Tannery Pond Concerts in New Lebanon, it's the St. Lawrence String Quartet. They're going to be performing Haydn, Golijov, and John Adams. And then it's a big dance party Saturday at 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha with the music of Rubble Bucket. That's going to be outside in Courtyard C if the weather is obliging, and inside in the Hunter Center if it isn't.
Rubble Bucket cannot be stopped.
They cannot.
They will be performing in one of those two locations.
It's electronica with horns, and the kids love them still.
And then a whole bunch of movies.
Yes, starting with an endangered species, the action hero movie. We have Jason Statham in Mechanic Resurrection. I think that's the only one that's been out this summer. You know, remember you used to have the thing where you'd have the guy who was the guy,
yeah.
You know, Stallone or whoever, and they'd be the star of the action movie. And that's just gone.
There'll always be like Daniel Craig or...
Yep.
Or...
Liam Neeson.
That's what I was thinking of. That's actually what I was thinking of. Liam Neeson.
And he hasn't put out one in, you know, like 8 or 9 months or something. It's strange to have a summer without that. So if you like that kind of thing,
we'll make up for it.
You've got Mechanic Resurrection, which has an incredibly strange cast: Jessica Alba, Tommy Lee Jones, and Hong Kong legend Michelle Yeoh, backing up old Statham.
There you go.
Then we have Equity, which is a Wall Street drama, sort of women in the finance business, and stars Breaking Bad. The lead actress, Anna Gunn.
Anna Gunn.
The trailer looks fantastic. Then we have Southside With You, which is a biopic about the courtship of Barack and Michelle Obama, which seems, premature?
Yeah, seems premature.
The trailer is charming, but it seems like...
When I saw the trailer during the Olympics the other night, I thought, oh, is this a gag? Is this true? Is this real? I was kind of expecting it to break into some sort of parody, and then it didn't. And I was like, is that real? And it is, and I don't know. It's basically just about their first date, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It looks charming. I've seen the trailer like 4 times now in the theater, but it just seems odd to come out with it now.
Yeah.
But good luck to them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And then we have Don't Think Twice, the Mike Birbiglia movie with Keegan-Michael Key and a bunch of good people. And there's going to be an interview shortly.
Yes,
on
with
this
Mr. Birbiglia in just 20 minutes or so.
On this very program. Then we have this week's sort of horror thriller, which is called Don't Breathe, in which a bunch of nasty kids break into an old man's house thinking they're going to steal his money, but he has some tricks up his sleeve. Probably involving sharp objects.
All right.
And that's about it.
Okay. Got it. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every Thursday. Sean, we look forward to having you here next week. Thanks as always.
Happy to be back.
Thank you.